This has been the first big test, really, of the summer at the beach regarding the double yellow lines. We put them down there just a few weeks ago, and I suppose it's fair to say that it's sort of failed miserably. People, you know, I'd asked the motorist to respect the double yellow lines. I would have spoken on Highland Radio in relation to this matter, but unfortunately that has not been the case. You know, and in my opinion, you know, that is very disrespectful to both the local authority who went and put those double yellow lines down there for a reason, and also to the Gardaí. And they were put down there because of health and safety reasons, so that if something were to happen on the beach, which hopefully you'd hope to think that wouldn't be the case, but if it were to happen, that there would be clear access to the beach so as the emergency services could deal with an issue if that were to happen. Now, my understanding is from yesterday that the people just did not respect the double yellow lines, just decided to carry on parking in the normal manner, just basically abandoning their cars, is from what I've heard. And, you know, it's just, I'm very sad that that has happened. We're into this very good weather now, and I'm sure the beach will be, there'll be a number of people going to the beach again today. Is the same thing going to happen again today? Are people going to be disrespectful again and just abandon their cars? I don't know. Time will tell.
Now, there was two routes of the local link cancelled, the 957 and the 953. There obviously would have been people depending on that route.
Yeah, local link, in fairness to them, they would have highlighted this last year as well. And when they did, we took their concerns on board. And I'd say we, I'm talking about myself, Donegal County Council, to try to ensure that we would have these lines down now before the summer season, so that the type of things that were happening last year wouldn't happen this year again. But unfortunately, they're happening. And as I said, yesterday was the first big test. You know, the local link is an excellent service, and it's absolutely fantastic. But the other thing that really concerns me and worries me most of all is the fact that the emergency services will not be able to, access the beach with the way these people are abandoning their cars on the, at the big white bay's roof. It's just totally unacceptable.
Yeah,
and I would ask people, I'm sure there'll be many people there today again, I would ask people to act responsibly. And please do not be parking your cars on the double yellow lines. After I've spoken with you again here this morning, I'm going to Lifford this morning to a council meeting, and I will hopefully be speaking with the local authority, the Donegal County Council, the road section of Donegal County Council, when I go there today, again to see what else can be done to try to alleviate this problem. It's a very serious one.
Do we know?
Serious from the point of view of something were to happen on the beach. I will also be speaking to the Gardaí today as well, and ask them to have a presence in the area. And I just hope, from what happened yesterday, that there were a number of names taken, of photographs taken of cars that were parked illegally, and hopefully they will be fined, be prosecuted, because this is the only other way that I can see that this could possibly work. And it's something that I will have to investigate, and I will speak to the local authority about it, do we have to go down the route of having to clamp these cars, and who does that, and who takes responsibility for it? Those are things that I have to find out now and see. But that's something that you don't really want to be doing. You would like people to act responsibly. And unfortunately, Donna Marie, they're not doing that at the moment. Yesterday, as I say, was the first big test, and it has failed miserably. People were just totally irresponsible in the way they abandoned their cars yesterday, and it's just not good enough. You know, we go as a local authority, put those double yellow lines there for a reason. We asked the motorists to respect those yellow lines, and that hasn't happened. So we're going to have to look at some other avenue of trying to sort this issue out.
That's just what I was going to ask, Martin. Because this is the first time the double yellow lines have been there, there's been sort of no, I suppose, loophole for a better word. Do we know, was there any fines issued, or if there was authorities down there yesterday?
Well, I don't know that this morning. It was brought to my attention. I'd heard about part of it yesterday evening. And as I said, I will be ringing the Gardaí today. I was told that there was Garda presence in the area. You know, hopefully there was. But I will be asking the Gardaí today to try to have a presence in that area today and to take whatever steps need to be taken in relation to this. And, you know, and fines will be issued, whether it's here in Donegal or in Northern Ireland or whatever the case may be, the fines will be issued. And that's, you know, what I've been told by the Gardaí, they will be followed up on. But as I said, it's a difficult one to get a handle on, really. The local authority have done as much as they possibly can at the moment in putting the double yellow lines there. The Gardaí have given an assurance that they will be taking steps to fine people if they don't abide by the rules of the road. So, as I said, I'll be following up on it today when I go to Lifford. I have to be there this morning for around 9:30 for a meeting, so I will be speaking to some council officials in relation to this today when I get there to Lifford. And, again, we'll be in touch with the Gardaí and to see what can be done in relation to this matter.